Any comments or questions about Sila? If not, then I think we'll just do some meditation together and give some guidance. So, finding a comfortable position. Setting aside the past. And setting aside the future and just be in this moment. It's good to always start our meditation by intentionally setting up mindfulness, being present, clear, awake, aware. And I don't know if that instruction also kind of opens the door to being present with the Dhamma. Letting go of everything else. Just the Dhamma is alive, it's happening now. When we become still, then it's the Dhamma that is present. Or sometimes the Thai forest masters will call it the knower or the knowing. Ajahn Sumedho refers to it as resting in pure awareness. That aspect of mind that observes and knows. So sati sampajanya. From that place, there's nothing we want. There's nothing we want to get rid of. We can observe our breath or some other focus. And the self dissolves. And when the self really dissolves, what I've found that's left is love. So the wisdom and the kindness are natural. And if anything intrudes upon the mind, we can gently let it go. And if there's a dullness in the mind or a lack of joy, then we can bring to mind those things that lift the mind. The Buddha, Buddha, fully enlightened, knower of the worlds, incomparable teacher of those who want to be trained, awake and holy, and how fortunate we are to still have his teachings. We can reflect upon the Dhamma, good in the middle, good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end. Immediately available here and now, inviting us to investigate, to see for ourselves. Always right here. To be known by those who are wise. We can reflect upon the enlightened Sangha, monastic or lay, doesn't matter. Those who have already seen the Dhamma. Are able to develop their character, their qualities, their wisdom through the stages of awakening. That there are stream enterers. Once returners, non-returners, and arahants existing today, able to be the kind of friend that we all need that can help us develop, can help us awaken, can show us the way. By their words or by their example. By their lack of self. Their boundless kindness and love. By their excellent morality, their sila, and we train the mind to be happy. Reflecting on our own morality, our own virtue, our own sila, our own generosity. Our own selflessness. And we can remember that the devas are around us. And often they can help us. And that we can remember that the qualities that make it possible to exist in such beautiful realms are also in us. And those are the qualities we want to nurture and protect. And it's all based on strong sila, virtue. So we can take some time now for a walking meditation. And come back in 1 hour. So some walking, some more sitting, if that fits your situation. And then at 3 o'clock here, in about an hour, I'll say some things about Hiri and Otapa and Sila, and maybe other things too, and we can talk about any part of this Bharami that you'd like to. So enjoy continuing to meditate.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.